This morning I'm visiting the U3 Ukes group. You can probably hear them in the background. I'm going to sneak in quietly and record a little bit of what they're doing, and then later on we'll talk to some of the members about playing the ukulele. So you've heard the music, now let's talk to the people behind the music. Here's Phil. Phil, you started this group, I believe.
No, actually, Wendy Barkas started this about 3 years ago now, but unfortunately, Wendy had to move away down to Wales.
So how many in the group?
22 at the moment. Going up to 26 within the next couple of weeks.
And they're all accomplished players, or do you have learners?
We do have a couple of learners, but they can play what we're actually playing at the moment, so there's no real problem. If they've got difficulties, we sort of run a buddy system that people can help them. So,
but for an absolute beginner, what would you suggest they do?
I would suggest that they try Dave or Stan, which is the other U3A groups for ukulele. They'll get the basics down there. Then, by all means, if there's space available here, they can come here.
You look as though you've got quite a few years of experience.
Saying I'm old.
In the music business.
Yes, I'm old.
Well, we're all old.
I've some experience in playing in bands and things around locally, but nothing too sort of serious. So it's something that I just enjoy at the moment.
Yeah. And always string instruments?
No, in the bands I played as a drummer. So
all right,
that's my backing. But I've always messed around with guitars and things. So
quite an all-rounder.
A little bit, bit of saxophone maybe, but.
So what got you into U3A and ukuleles?
I joined U3A because I retired early and I decided I wanted to do something. So I joined U3A and I used to play guitar when I was very young and I wanted to do it again. So I picked up guitar and joined U3A guitar group. And from there, Phil said, why don't you come along to ukulele? And I'd never picked up a ukulele before in my life. Came to ukulele and I absolutely love it. It's my happy place, I call it.
That's great. Well, they say singing is a great happiness breeder, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, someone had told me a year ago that I'd be sitting playing with all these people like this. I wouldn't have believed it.
Were you still working a year ago?
Yes. Yeah, 2 years ago I was working. Right. So I went to guitar group for a year and then Phil invited me to ukulele group.
And which is easier?
Ukulele is easier, I think, because there's only four strings.
Right.
But I do mess with my head sometimes when I've got six strings and four strings.
And you're quite good at singing as well, the bunch of you.
Yeah, I think we've got a good mixture of people that bring all different things to the group. We've got good people that have got good ear for music, people that understand music, people that can sing, people that can play really well. So I think, you know, everybody brings something to the group, and the ethos of U3A is we learn from each other, and we certainly do.
What would you say to people who are listening to this who are not members of U3A or probably never heard of it?
Oh, join. It's a whole new family. Join and meet the rest of your family. I run a U3A tap dancing group as well.
Ah, you're the tap dance lady.
I am.
Right.
And, you know, and that's, yeah, it's great. U3A is great. Everybody should give it a go.
Very good. I'm going to move on to Graham now. Graham plays the big bertha of this group, don't you, Graham?
It's a bass ukulele, but we didn't start with that. Originally, I found out about U3A through my wife, who was in one of the other groups. And after I retired, I was worried about getting bored, so I was reading through the yearbook when it came through the door one day and spotted the ukulele group. So I thought, I'll have a go at that, because I had a ukulele at home I'd never played. I started playing the ordinary ukulele, and then at the beginning of this year, the group actually acquired a bass ukulele. So
that adds an awful lot of depth to the sound, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I noticed, I'm not a musician, but I noticed it's a much more rounded sound with that bass line in.
Yeah, it gives everything a bit of depth to it.
I'm interested, you said you were bored.
I was worried about getting bored when I retired. So I was looking for things to do, and this was one of them, but I also do some other U3A activities,
what
like archery.
You oh, you're in the archery group.
Yes, yeah.
And
a guitar group as well.
So it's filling your life and giving a structure, and you're certainly
it
not
is,
bored.
It is, yeah, and giving me things to do on days when I'd probably sit at home twiddling me thumbs.
So there you've got it, folks. If you want to avoid boredom in retirement, then or twiddling your thumbs, or just sitting watching the telly, come down to U3A. And thank you, Phil. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Graham. We've listened to some great playing, and we've talked to some of the members of U3 Ukes. I'm now with Stan Byers, who's taught and is still teaching U3A members to play. Stan, how do you teach the ukulele? Indeed, how did you learn to play the ukulele?
How was I taught? I taught myself, basically, from books and looking at pictures of where to put your fingers. You get to, like, on the old time music, you go back to the 30s music and you'll see a lot of little squares with dots in above where the notes are, and you can pick it up from there. It's just a matter of remembering more than anything else. The way I show people is I've got a set of cards with the different chords, with the letter above, and a picture of where to put your fingers, and I gently lead them through by playing two chords. It's amazing the amount of songs that you only have two chords, and then you build up on that. After a few weeks, then you put in an extra chord that makes it three chords, and there's an awful lot of three chord songs. If you go on the computer, look up ukulele, put ukulele in, ukulele chords. You can get diagrams of where to put your fingers and what they mean. And I only play the simple chords, so I say it's a simple chord for simple people. And I call it a simple instrument for simple people. Not being rude, but if I can play it, anybody can.
And simple people who are retired, so they're not young spring chickens anymore, is it? Is it something you can do when you're 60, 65, even 70 years old?
Oh, yes, yes.
You can start then?
I started late in life, I thought, about in my late 50s, and I'm now 85 and still plonking away. And
how many sessions of an hour would you say you'd need to play a couple of tunes, a couple of simple tunes? You were telling me you learned on...
My first tune was Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells was that.
How long did that take you?
What, half an hour, something like that, 30 minutes.
Really?
Yes. Wow. If you know the tune, this the thing is to know the tune, what you want to play.
Right.
And then have a go at it. But with a ukulele, I always say that you must be able to sing. If you're too embarrassed to sing, then don't bother to try and play the ukulele.
And you've got a claim to fame, I understand.
Oh, yes.
Played in high places.
Very high, yes. Up a lamppost. No. years ago, I used to belong to a barbershop group at Wantage. And every year they have a convention in different parts of the country. And this particular year, they were up in the New Symphony Hall in Birmingham. Went up to Birmingham and bought a programme. And in the back of the programme was Stan Byers from Wantage with a ukulele. When I went out into the auditorium, or out on stage to play, the place was half full. I couldn't believe it.
Amazing.
I was absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
And I went through the set that I'd made up, and they all sung along and clapped and everything. I came off there about 10 foot tall. I was absolutely amazed.
So what would you say to people who perhaps aren't in U3A and are too nervous to join and start learning new tricks? What would you say to them?
Have a go. Yeah, don't be frightened. Do it.
Well, we keep being told that learning new things and new skills and practicing old skills even is really good for us as we all get older.
Oh, yes.
And you're living proof at 85 that, that it works.
It does, yes.
So, Stan, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, we're getting near the end of our visit to the ukulele groups today. Before I give you the details of how you can join U3A, let's just listen to a little bit more of U3 Ukes as they play one of their favourites, Have I the Right? That was a big 60s hit for the Honeycombs, so here they are. Well, before I go, let me give you a reminder of how you can contact Swindon U3A by telephoning 01793 614 629. That's 01793 614 629. Or you can go online at www.swindonu3a.org.uk. That's www.swindonu3a.org.uk. Or you can email office at swindonu3a.org.uk. That's office at swindonu3a.org.uk. Until I'm back with more U3A news, it's goodbye for me and see you soon. Bye.